on your mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell and... We're searching for Scott Hannon. Looking...
Can I be on the phone today?
Far and wide. Oh, you're going to phone it in today? That's what we're doing? You're going to phone it in today?
Have I fired already?
Wow. Todd Mitchell in studio where I belong. The question is... The question is, where in the world is Scott Hannon today?
Where is Waldo? Blame Mary. It's all Mary's fault.
It's all Mary's fault. That would be the University of Mary? I realize you have Catholic roots, but at some point, you do have to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and God what is God's. And you're ours at 906, pal.
I had a meeting at the University of Mary, and it's a long way from the K-Fire World Headquarters.
Yeah, but at least you get to go downhill when you come back, so it should be a little easier to make it back from the University of Mary to the University, ironically, the University of Mary Studios, which has always caused some confusion for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to. The K-Fire studio, the main studio, is referred to as the University of Mary studio. Just like, oh, maybe on a NFL show, you might have a halftime show sponsored by a food establishment or a vehicle maker. It doesn't mean that they're the ones that are doing the show. They bought the right to name the show.
It also does not mean that, unfortunately, it does not mean that we are not physically broadcasting from that beautiful site atop that hill, south of Bismarck.
Oh, I'd love to have that view every day. That'd be great.
Because they tell me, actually, at the University of Mary, not a day passes that somebody doesn't walk in and go, okay, where are the University of Mary studios? I want to see Todd Mitchell. Where is Todd Mitchell? That's what they say almost every day.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the University of Mary studios are on the University of Mary campus.
That's what I'm telling folks.
Just like the University of North Dakota health thing that has satellite locations around, too. For example.
Speaking of which, I just drove by FM Forklift. Now, why would FM Forklift be in Bismarck? Probably because they want to sell forklifts.
Exactly. Perfect example.
That helps everybody out, yes.
Meanwhile,
I'm willing to go to the woodshed over being just a little bit tardy today, but I know this will come as a big surprise to you.
Well,
I was talking so much I lost track of time. I know it never happens, hardly ever happens.
Wow, I was going to say, you're going to have a hard time twisting all of our arms to get us to believe that you couldn't stop talking.
But yeah. By the way, I've just driven by the Little Cottage Cafe. How do you think the pie is there?
Oh, I know how the pie is there. Yum.
You do?
Yeah.
You're good?
So that means you're going by Big Boy. It's going to get tough for you to drive by Big Boy and not stop in for one of those purple cows.
And there's a Country Hearth right here at 26th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I could have some bread.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I should have breakfast this morning, and this would be easier. And the Eagles Club is promoting breakfast Sunday from 9 to 1 on their big sign here. So, you know, just neon signs about food everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Scott, unfortunately, anyway, the name of the show isn't What's on Scott's Mind, or we could just talk about breakfast. But and now that you have me hungry, thanks a lot. If you don't left on time, right? You might have had that time.
We want to know what's on your mind, is what we want to know. And have you read your New York Times today?
I have not read my New York Times today.
Well, you're better off for it. Mylene Dorgan used to tell that joke about the Grand Forks Herald. He'd say, every day I wake up and I'd have a cup of coffee, maybe a bowl of cornflakes, and what was the line again? And then read the Grand Forks Herald. So I'd have a little something in my stomach and nothing on my mind. Something like that. I booked it the joke. We should ask if I don't know what it is. But
it
used to make the longtime publisher of the Grand Forks Herald, Mike Jacobs, a little crazy that he would rip on the Grand Forks Herald like that. But anyway,
sure.
uh, if you had read the New York Times, you'd have nothing on your mind, because the New York Times is, I think, better known as the terrorist tip sheet these days. But some folks might like the fact that today in the New York Times, there's a story about a technology that exists and is employed by the NSA. That's the National Security Agency. It's been in the news a lot lately based on different surveillance they're doing. The latest twist and turn that we've learned from the New York Times today is they can find out what's on your computer, Todd, even if you are not connected to the Internet.
Okay, now pray tell, if I'm not connected to the Internet, how are they doing that?
They have some kind of a gizmo, some kind of super-duper Superman-like kryptonite powers that allow them to send out a little wave and take a little look-see at your computer, even if there's no connection.
Okay, they have a gizmo. That doesn't mean it's already on my computer, though, right?
No, it doesn't. I don't think they have to have a gizmo on your computer. I think their little gizmo allows them to go have a look-see without having anything implanted in your computer.
Oh, great.
They can just go and take a swipe and take a look. I can read you as we go throughout the program here the specifics on this, but obviously it's way above my pay grade. Just know this. They have the ability to do this, and they're doing this. Now, the New York Times is saying they only do it and have only done it overseas and related to foreign suspects. Folks
for now.
Not on U.S. soil. Pardon me?
For now. I mean, at what point are we talking about people on our own soil being eavesdropped upon? Once upon a time,
here's
you would not
theory.
Be going to an airport any place and be frisked to the extent where you may be today. So at what point do we take everything a step further and suddenly we're frisking computers of civilians?
Now, before you throw anything at me or any of our fine listeners call and call me all kinds of names, which I certainly welcome you to do, I'm a big boy. I think the fact
I'm a bigger
that
boy.
we can employ this kind of technology to stop, for instance, future 9/11s, and or put bad guys who mean to do harm to innocent people behind bars, prevent attacks, is a good thing.
I'm not saying we don't want the technology. I'm not saying we don't want the ability. I just don't want to see it abused.
I agree. Now, some people might say, well, how do you do that? How do you prevent that? Let's focus our energy there on making sure this is used only to stop terrorists, to take on bad guys.
Amen.
And be very careful how we use it. However, I would also say I'd rather we not know this exists. I'd rather we trust, and this is a big tall order, I realize, that it will not be used for political purposes, i.e. the IRS and what happened in the Obama administration, or any other nefarious purpose by any political party and or person. I'd rather be able to trust that and not know it exists, because when you tell terrorists that you have tools like this, they then change their habits. That's why I believe it is fair to call the New York Times the terrorist tip sheet.
Uh-huh.
Because they are tipping off the bad guys that this exists.
Well, now the Times is also saying Obama will be issuing new guidelines Friday to curtail government surveillance.
Yes, and
or is that just for the terrorists? Maybe that one's for the terrorists.
I think Barack Obama has spent much of his career and his campaign talking about how awful George Bush was in the previous administration on, you know, the Patriot Act and other things, has to politically do something that could defang efforts to get terrorists. And this is where we need to be very careful, because I think all of us are all alarmed about all the invasions of privacy and separating the wheat from the chaff here a little bit, that we could do some harm to the ability to stop 9/11s from happening. I want less 9/11 terrorist-like attacks in the United States. I think tools like this allow it to happen. We need to be vigilant about making sure our privacy is protected without question, without taking away tools that can stop bad guys. That's where I'm at on this. So I don't like the fact we know about it. I think it is, that makes sure it's treasonous that the New York Times has done the same thing with Ed Snowden and the games he's playing. I believe it's across the line. But it's another piece of where these waves of technology are coming that we need to be, I guess, talking about, right? So,
okay, so far they don't have anything that can turn my computer back on if I turn it off and unplug it and stuff, right? The ultimate insecurity would seem to lie with you if you don't want anybody, government or non, snooping in your computer. Turn it off when you're not using it, and they won't. Presumably,
anyway. Don't put anything on your computer that you don't.
When we get back to the break, Josh wants to talk about the shooting in Florida, listening on AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo, and, of course, our town hall meeting. Representative Kevin Cramer coming up after 10 o'clock. And at some point, Scott will trickle in on what's on your mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Look at the wind blew in. I like that line, too. Have you ever heard that
one? Look at the wind blew down the hill.
Yeah, and that'd be probably more appropriate today.
Wow.
The wind is blowing us around all kinds of places.
Well, wait a minute now. Officially in Bismarck, it's a south wind at 8. We're, I suppose, on the hill. That is one of the other things that, because Too Tall Tom, when we talk about weather, will mention that sometimes, you know, KXNB CBS 12, our local TV partner here in Bismarck, their weather will be completely different than what the National Weather Service has, which is on the south end of town by the Bismarck Airport. So,
I'm sure
on the hill at UMary, it's probably even windier being on the hill.
A little bit, not bad. Williston has the prize now. West-southwest wind at 20 miles an hour, and Minot 16 miles an hour out of the south-southwest. Hettinger's at 17, Bowman 17, Jamestown 18 miles an hour, Devil's Lake 12, Grand Forks south wind at 21. How about Fargo south at 12? And
it's still two over there. Hey, guys, I hate to rub it in. Bismarck is at 26. The good news is we're sending it your way.
Fargo's two above. Grand Forks,
oh my gosh.
Four above with a 21-mile-an-hour wind in Grand Forks is not a good place to be. I mean, Williston, it's the wind's blowing at 20, but it's 37 degrees in Williston right now.
I'll never forget watching one of the cable TV channels, and there was a story. I don't even remember what the story was. It wasn't really relevant to this, but it was 10 degrees where the story was taking place, and there was something about airplanes landing, and I just remember the anchor saying, oh my gosh, it's only 10 degrees. Can planes land in that stuff?
Must be from a different planet.
They've got to get out of Atlanta more.
Here's the telephone number. By the way, there is a blizzard warning for Fargo. There is weather that we're watching closely here for you as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Did you say Josh wants to talk about the theater shooting?
Josh was on, dropped through the break, but the theater shooting in Florida, which is certainly a sad situation there, too.
It sounds like it started as a popcorn fight, and then a guy pulled a gun. Did you see the particulars on that?
He was,
they were at a movie, and the guy ahead of him was texting. And I guess he was texting with his daughter, a young daughter, which, by the way, happens. I've done that.
Yeah.
I've been on a date night with my wife at a movie and pulled out the phone, and you know, the babysitter has a question or, you know.
Sure. Things happen.
Haley does her daughter, so it does
happen. The biggest thing you have to worry about in the theater is somebody around you pulling out their phone and texting. I'd say your life is going pretty well. I've had far worse happen to me in theaters that I've had to contend with.
Yeah, good point. But I think it is.
Texting?
It's a sad indictment on culture, really. I mean, you'd snap at that point. Look, if you're mad about the guy texting in front of you, move.
Well, I was going to say, if you know you're going to text, if you're one of those people that's a textaholic, is that a word? If it's not, it should be.
Yeah.
Sit in the back row. There'll be nobody behind you to get annoyed at your big, bright screen coming out. Now, that said, if that's the worst thing we have to worry about is somebody texting during a movie, maybe life isn't all that bad. I'm just saying.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I don't know if that's what Josh was looking for, but that's our two cents on it, and welcome yours. Here's a call that came in during the break on the story we told you earlier about the NSA having the ability to take a little look-see at your computer, even if it's not connected to the Internet, all right, in a wireless sort of fashion. Roll that one, if you would, Shane.
Good morning. Trying to leave a question, not a comment, but where is all of this data that's being gathered on every person? Where is all this data being stored? Where is it?
Good question.
So that they can just pull it up, what the things that happened a week ago on your computer or cell phone. Where is all that information? Thank you.
We've had a guest previously on the program join us by the name of General Michael Hayden. He is a former CIA director and headed up the NSA in the Bush administration. He'd be a better one to ask that question. And the last time he was on, he had so many calls we didn't have time for. We said, would you come back? He said he would. So maybe we'll schedule him. Her cell phone question, I know this. What happens is there's a giant database, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the database knows if Todd called Scott, okay,
mm-hmm.
the time that it happened and how long the call was, okay? That's what it knows.
Okay.
Now, that sits in some big giant box somewhere and is only looked at by the NSA or officials after they get a court record to do so if at some point Osama bin Laden Jr. calls Todd. You follow me?
Bin Laden Jr.
So they know what Osama bin Laden Jr.'s phone number is and he happens to call Todd,
mm-hmm.
they would then say, you know what, we want to know more about who Todd's talking to. So then they go back to this database, which is stored under lock and key at the NSA.
Got to get a court order for that, though.
You do.
Okay.
Right? So that's why that whole phone program doesn't bug me. Because really it isn't Todd Mitchell called Scott Hennon. It's my cell phone number called your cell phone number, number one. And when you called and how long you talked. And they only are interested in that if some other person of interest, Osama bin Laden Jr., calls either you or I. So
okay, not to be a conspiracy theorist here, but that may be the design of how it's supposed to work. Sooner or later, you're going to have that renegade, that rogue, That's going to bust the system.
Sure.
Just like what you hear about when somebody decides they want to find out more about some person in their office or whatever. Next thing you know, you get law enforcement looking into driver's license records and stuff that they're not supposed to. It happens. We hear the stories.
We got to focus on that rather than say we don't want them to have this ability, in my view. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550. Ed in Mandan, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next. Hello, Ed.
Hey, good morning. In the Minot paper this morning, the headlines that shows are a couple of police officers standing in the Magic City campus. It looks to me like they got some officers on school there now.
Now, tell me that again. Some officers did what?
They're employed there or whatever to watch the school grounds. Minot Daily News, somebody can maybe get you one and take a look at it there.
Okay, and I just need to understand the story. I have the Minot Daily News website up right now in front of me. It's one of the papers I look at online every day. I don't have the physical copy of it, and I'm not having trouble finding the story here. But what did these officers do?
It looks like they're just security for the school. There's a picture of a couple of lady officers there standing in front of the Minot Magician symbol at the high school.
Are you saying that's a good thing? Are you glad they're doing that?
Doing it.
Pardon me?
That's what we need to do, is put something out there to show them people that we're, you know, got an effort to put down the crazy ones.
I know I can't speak for Minot. I know in Bismarck there are school resource officers, SROs, which are paid for in part by the school system, in part by the city, and there's a federal government grant to bring an additional one or two aboard as well. So I can't help but wonder if a similar situation goes on in Minot. The great thing about it is these people are dedicated to the respective schools, as opposed to just calling an officer off who is maybe not as familiar with what's going on. So that may very well be what's going on there, and in which case, not a bad thing at all.
We'll dig into it and see if it's different than other schools. The biggest thing, I think, is the school in Ray doesn't have that and can't afford to have a school resource officer there. So Todd's right. I think a lot of these exist in the bigger schools, but they don't in other places, and it is more guns, less crime. Simple as that. What's that, Ed?
They're in uniform. They're standing in uniform. Like a regular police officer.
I love it.
Yeah.
This morning. Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, if they're SROs, that's exactly what they're there for.
And by the way, when you see stories like this that you want to highlight, we want to know what's on your mind, and I appreciate Ed calling in and saying, hey, have you seen the Minot paper today? So if those interest you, let us know. Fred and Wing is going to check in with us. Leon and Fargo and Jerry and Reed are coming up. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is also giving us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
K Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, our flagship in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead. KCJB Minot, 910, booming all the way up into Canada and throughout the Bakken region. KTGO in Tioga. You get on the tower in Tioga, you can see where their very first Bakken well, the very first well was drilled right there. You
really?
All that wonderful history.
Yeah.
The Bakken family farm, you can see it right there. It's a lot of history within the side of that tower at KLTC in Dickinson. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Our friend Fred and Wing is checking in. Wants to talk about the weather. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Oh, good morning, guys. Oh, I tell you, I had to hold on there a little while, and then you give me all these little tidbits of stuff that I like to talk about. I was going to talk about the weather, and I will. But I saw that first well in Tioga. That is neat. I was working there in 1979 in Tioga. It was a whole different world than it is now. And then you had another thing on about that submarine that's going to be called the North Dakota in Connecticut. Have you guys ever been to the submarine base in Connecticut?
I never have, but I tell you what, I want to take a whole bushel full of What's on Your Mind listeners out to Connecticut for the commissioning of the USS North Dakota. I think that would be
so
fun, and it's May. And this is about state pride. I have talked to Bob Wefeld this week, who's chairing that USS North Dakota committee. He told me that Missouri raised $300,000 for their commissioning ceremonies. And, you know, the federal government pays for the ship. They pay for everything. The state has kicked in money and everything. But this is a big deal. This is a big deal for the state. And so you need some bucks to be able to, you know, have all the different events surrounding it. So they're raising money from folks right now. For a $100 donation, you get your name in the commissioning booklet. But it's a big dang deal. I've never been there, Fred, but I can hopefully by the end of 2014, I'll be able to say I have been there. And I hope you will, too.
I hope that anyone from North Dakota that's interested in it journeys to Connecticut, because I've been there. I worked in Uncasville, Connecticut, on as a millwright out there years ago. And we toured the National Submarine Base. Now, I'm going to be like the New York Times. I'm going to expose a so-called secret of the United States of America. We have a secret underwater submarine base there where they come in off a Long Island Sound, and the submarines come right into the Thames River Basin, and they go underground, and you'll never see that while you're there. In fact, the armed guards will make sure you can't get to that underground base, but it's there. And you'll be able to tour the Nautilus, the first nuclear-powered submarine that was able to go underneath the ice cap for the first time on the northern ice cap. And you get to go right down in there and see the captain's mess. They have it moored off there. It is a wonderful place. If people from North Dakota want to go there, go. It's just a historical thing that, and they got a beautiful, beautiful place right there. And you're right near the underground submarine base. They're moving under the water, under the ground as you speak.
You had me at hello, Fred. I'm going to be there.
I've been there, and I'm glad I stopped. And it would be nice to go there as a North Dakotan and show the people of Connecticut there. And you're right on the Sound. Long Island Sound, and it's a beautiful spot. It's beautiful where the Thames River dumps into the Long Island Sound. And
do me this favor. Nice. Do me this favor. Go to USSND.com. You can make a tax-deductible donation, $100 or more, and you're a part of history. I hope every one of our listeners will consider doing that, no matter if it is $10, $100, or $5,000, and join us out there, because that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking a lot about that in 2014, Fred. So before we let you go,
are they going to tap my lines now after I exposed our underground?
I think so. I think the NSA.
I heard the red flag all the way over here.
They're gunning for you, Fred. Anything on the weather quickly you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say that I hope tonight when the wind starts blowing and there's zero visibility that we have some coverage on the road so that people can call in and tell where it's bad, because the other night we had another blow and nobody said anything about it, and I had to go pull two guys off the road and risk life and limb. And there's a lot of people driving at 11 o'clock at night coming home from late shifts on work and stuff, and we just need some coverage on it tonight, and I'm hoping that KFYR is going to help us out tonight if that happens.
Todd's on the job. We're watching this weather close. Appreciate you, Fred. Thank you for listening. By the way, blizzard conditions expected late tonight through Friday. How far does the blizzard warning go? This is a Grand Forks National Weather Service message for the Valley, but I don't know how far that blizzard warning comes west, Todd. Do you? Strong low pressure dropping southeast and northern Saskatchewan toward Lake Superior today into Thursday. Band of snow developing this morning in central North Dakota, moving east through the day, ending in eastern North Dakota in the afternoon. Brief period of freezing rain or sleet possible in eastern North Dakota and the valley before the precip ends. Winds becoming west and gusty this afternoon and evening, but temps will warm to near freezing or above freezing in some spots.
Pretty much talking about the eastern third of the state at this point. It's creeping toward Rugby, not quite touching Rugby. That's your most westerly point. A little more of it to the north than the south, but...
Got it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, folks. Leon and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Leon.
Oh, hey, Scott. How you doing?
Great, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I do not relish the thought of driving today and tomorrow, but I'll be one of those guys on the road that can give you, point by point where the ice is bad. Hopefully before I slide.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we answer the hotline, 855-200-1776, and you call with a road report. We'll make sure it gets passed on without question. By the way, you can use that same line to call your questions in for Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall we do every Wednesday. And when you dial that number, 855-200-1776, press 1, leave a message. Anyway, what's on your mind, Leon?
Well, a lot is on my mind, but one thing in particular. Now, something one of you guys said that, if you turn your computer off, someone can't turn it back on. That's a misconception. The technology has been around a long time to do that with laptops, and as a matter of fact, schools that give you laptops for your coursework can do that anytime they want to, and you sign a disclaimer saying that they can. They can remotely turn your laptop on, especially if you, and it's a theft prevention measure. If your laptop is stolen and someone has it, wherever, they can turn it on, look through the camera, see where you are, get a snapshot of your face to give to the police.
And they've already come up with a trick to do that. It's called a piece of electrical tape that people put over the camera, and they are doing that already. But still, if you pull the battery out and it's turned off, they won't get into it.
I also want to add this, because it's a little bit at odds with what I said earlier, because my understanding is the story in the New York Times today talks about implanted software in about 100,000 computers around the world that allows the U.S. to conduct surveillance on those machines.
Yep.
And can also create a digital highway for launching cyber attacks. So they do have to put something on your computer.
That was my point earlier,
Before they can get, they can take a look, right? Am I right, Leon?
Well, yes, but with the new computers that are coming out, these chips can be right on the board, and that's the thing you want to look for. If you have a chip on your board that can send, that can transmit and receive radio signals on certain radio frequencies, yeah, you are open and vulnerable for attack. And some of these things come with just like your BIOS battery that's on your motherboard. They'll even come with one of those attached to that chip so it always has power when it's needed. I mean, and I'm not a black helicopter guy, but this is the stuff that we need to keep our eye on. They start out as theft prevention devices, and they can quickly be morphed into surveillance society.
How it is used is the debate we need, a reasonable debate, because if it is used to stop bad things from happening, I'm all for it. If it is used, for instance, and this has happened, which is why I'm not naive to this, to say, I disagree with you politically, therefore, I'm going to audit you. I want to know what you're doing. Because, in a Nixonian way or in a Obama-ish way, because the current administration is doing it with the IRS.
Orwellian way. And think about somebody like me. I'm a Tea Party guy. I'm the president of the North Dakota Tea Party Caucus. I am concerned whether or not someone might be, you know, listening in on my conversations or seeing what I'm sending to my members. And because we already know that it happens. We already know that we were targeted by the IRS, and we know how that investigation, and those are air quotes that I just put up, how that investigation turned out. You get your buddy to investigate your enemy, and you did nothing wrong. So I am really concerned about it. And right now, I hear clicks on my phone, and I'm wondering if Obama is listening in.
Leon, appreciate the call. Thank you for calling. And by the way, the next paragraph of this story, I don't know if this means it's different. It says, while most of the software is inserted by gaining access to computer networks, the NSA has increasingly made use of a secret technology that enables it to enter and alter data in computers, even if they are not connected to the Internet.
Okay, but if it's not connected to a power source, battery or plug-in or whatever, it won't happen.
All right, I'd like to know more about that.
So if you want to be secure, don't leave it on.
I am about to go to a caller in a place that's not yet on the map. So have you got a pin?
I'll go get a pin. I've got pins.
Let's put a pin on Reeder, North Dakota, where Jerry is calling from. How's things in Reeder today, Jerry?
Well, I actually don't live in Reeder. That's just my address.
Where do you live?
I live in Northwest South Dakota.
I see.
Oh, okay.
South Dakota.
I'm a border address. I'm about 30 miles south of Reeder in South Dakota.
Well, I got to get two pins out there, one for Reeder and...
I'll bet the UPS man has a fit trying to bring stuff to your place, son. Huh?
Well, he calls quite often, see if he could drop things off in town.
So do you come up to Reeder for pie, or do you just get it there in South Dakota?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that. What was the point?
Pie is on Todd's mind. Whenever we have a caller from a new location, we always ask where the best pie is in Reeder.
Gotta know.
Pie, well, I guess at the Borderline.
The Borderline. Writing it down.
All right.
Bucket list, Borderline Reeder, right? Bucket list.
Yeah.
That's the submarine museum.
That's the only place in town I think you can get pie.
Got it. What's on your mind today, Jerry?
Good. Well, a few days ago you were talking about train derailments. And I don't know if you've talked about wheel bearings or not, have you?
Not really, no.
No, well, several years ago they had a derailment in Reeder. About 5 grain cars came off the track, and the reason was the wheel bearing went out. And I went, took the opportunity to walk over and look at the wreck, and the bearings were non-greasable sealed bearings on those car wheels. And anybody that's been around bearings knows they're the biggest headache on earth. If they're re-greasable seal bearings, it's all right. But these were non-re-greasable seal bearings. I was told the cars were only 5 months old, and already a wheel bearing went out.
Wow. Jerry, do me a favor. Hang on. I want to get a little more data on this, because we'll add this to our list of things for the next time we have the folks from BNSF on. I know Warren Buffett will join us soon. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Others waiting, too.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanlon, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30+ billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and helping America's energy security every single day. That's what the oil and gas industry is all about in North Dakota. Don't read the New York Times, folks. See the reality of the Bakken, which you can find out more about at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And make sure you circle your calendar for May and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That is going to be phenomenal. Agenda is online right now. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. Okay, Jerry, I am making a list of questions for Warren Buffett when he joins us on a future program. Well, maybe not Warren.
Excellent.
Maybe not Warren Buffett, but somebody from BNSF. I'd love for Warren to come on the program. But and we have questions on why are there 4 derailments in 9 years at Castleton? We have do you use Chinese steel? We have now your question of wheel bearings. And so if I understand you correctly, you believe even in new rail cars they're using a flawed wheel bearing. That could be the problem?
Well, I'd say that, maybe the problem has been corrected since this derailment, but that particular derailment had sealed non-regreasable bearings. Now, there's a difference. A regreasable sealed bearing is a very good bearing, and it can be lubricated, maybe once a year, and you're all right. But a non-regreasable sealed bearing is a problem just waiting to happen. They start most of the round baler fires and combine fires that there are. Every fire I've ever had has been due to a sealed bearing going out, and they start prairie fires, too, because you never know when they're going to go out. You have no idea. You can do is go around after you've run it quite a while and go around and put your hand on the bearing and see if it's getting warm. That's about all you can do with a non-regreasable sealed bearing.
So my question for the BNSF officials are you still using non-regreasable sealed bearings, and if so, are they causing problems?
Right. I would say that would be their major problem. On in Reeder, it took out about a mile of track, ties, before the cars went off the track.
Wow.
Amazing how much damage they can do when the wheel just eventually comes off and the axle falls down on the track.
Well, my understanding is the wheel and the axle have been retained. They've sent them in for analysis, and we're not going to know for 12 to 18 months what the actual cause of this thing is yet, but they are analyzing that. So we're going to ask this question and others as well, Jerry, and you've given me an education on non-regreasable seal bearings. Todd knew everything he needed to know. He was nodding the whole time you were talking, but I was clueless, so I appreciate the education. Thank you, Jerry, and we look forward to being at the Borderline in the Reeder for a pie sometime soon. It's on the bucket list. John Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hi. You know, yesterday I listed a whole bunch of things I wanted to talk to Heidi. I understand 12 minutes, she probably really only was on 6 or 7, so I get all of that. But when she starts spewing on her lies, which you guys, somebody asked something about the farm bill, that automatically it's all the Republicans' part. Right away she said, John Boehner won't do this, John Boehner won't do that, John Boehner won't do this. The House has offered 10 different bills to go over to the Senate. Harry Reid won't allow them. They offered $30 billion in cuts. First they separated the food stamp program from the farm bill, which is what it should be done. It's a welfare program. It's not an ag program. And $30 billion over 10 years, the Senate sends back, and John Hoeven voted for it, and so did Heidi Heitkamp, lousy $4 billion. We all know that there's more than $4 billion worth of waste, fraud, and abuse over 10 years. But my question is, even though it was a short time, once she started spewing her lies, why didn't one of you say something?
Well, first of all, you correctly pointed out it was supposed to be a 12-minute interview. It ended up being a 6-minute interview because she was late from a hearing and going to preside over the Senate, number one. Number two, I asked her, and she agreed to, if you heard at the end of the interview, if she would come back for an hour during the break here in January and take calls. And she said yes. So there was just no time for follow-ups. I am, by the way, going to play the clip of her answer. Because what prompted the question you're referring to was me asking her to respond to Kevin Cramer, our congressman, saying farm state Democrats could get this farm bill done. They could get it done. And she said, I disagree, and she explained why. Now, I didn't have time to go back to bring up what you're talking about, all of which I think is fair. But again, I'd rather you folks do it than me do it anyway. But I'm happy to do it, and I think what you've raised are perfectly legitimate issues. I'd only encourage you to listen when she's on, call in, and just be North Dakota nice, right? I mean, in other words, I don't think it's going to do me any good or you any good to say, you lied! And here's why you lied. I think I say, well, wait a minute. Now, what about Harry Reid? What about, you know, when are we going to deal with reforms in food stamps? What, you know, let's have a conversation about it. Let's not shout at each other about it. And I think we'll get something done. I think the most important thing, my follow-up, as I recall, was this. Okay, enough of the games, and he said, she said, and who's to blame? Is it going to get done? And she said, yes. And that's what I think is the most important thing. But I am going to play the clip for her. Of her, for Congressman Cramer, and say, okay, you said it was farm state Democrats. She's saying it's Boehner in retaliation to Colin Peterson on the dairy side of things. Who's right? So we'll just keep this going, and then you, John, and others in the audience can decide. Don and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don. Or is it Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Don or Dan?
Dan.
Dan, I'm blind. It's an A, not an O, Scott. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. My point was the NSA storing the telephone numbers.
personally, to me, that's just a real cop out, because the only number that they can identify is a telephone number that is either a contract cell phone number or a regular landline telephone number.
Yeah, hang on if you would, Dan. I'm sorry to hold you over through the break because I want to understand what you mean by a cop out. And Congressman Kramer will join us next hour as well. This is What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks, and thanks for listening.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And fleet owners, great deals. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.